I know this might come as a shock to some of you, but I'm going to quit in Btox. Pranked. That was really bad. Sorry. Guys, that was just a prank. I'm not going to quit Btox, okay? At least not right now. I'm going to do Btox forever. Maybe not forever, but for at least a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what date it is? Okay? Because there's actually a pretty big chance that you're not listening to this episode on the day it came out. But on the day that this episode came out, it's April 1st. Do you know what April 1st means? It's April Fool's Day. Guys, we need to prepare. Pranks on sisters and parents. Take it easy on the parents. On siblings, yes. It is April Fool's Day, guys. We are on a Prank Academy special episode, and this actually just happens to be a Prank Academy episode number 10. I mean, that's just crazy how that stuff works out. But it's Prank Academy special, April Fool's Day. Guys, today, it's April Fool's special. I'm going to talk about 10. Yes, we're doing 10 pranks today. 10 of the best April Fool's Day pranks to pull on siblings and if your parents are okay with it. And these are just some of the best pranks that we've never done on the series, and they're brand new that you've hopefully never heard before. But before we talk about those 10 pranks, I'm going to get personal. No, not super personal, but I'm going to talk about my best and my worst April Fool's Day experiences, okay? Because I can tell you this, for how much I have learned from Prank Academy and how much I have harmlessly pranked other people, I have been pranked as well. It's happened, guys. All right. Well, yeah, it's going to be a great one today, guys. Be sure to listen all the way through, but let's celebrate the top 5 days of the year. And I hope MLB isn't trolling everybody, but opening day should be on April Fool's Day. A coincidence? I don't know. Anyway, guys, all right, let's get on with the episode. Quick little break. I gotta get water, okay? Staying hydrated, jeez. But if you want to catch me live about twice a month on Podbean, it's the second link in the description of this episode, and it should send you to a live countdown right up until I'm on air. Stay tuned to the end of the episode for this month's live stream dates. Don't forget to be awesome. Okay. We're back from the break, alright? Now, time to get into my worst and my best experiences of April Fool's Day. All right, so here we go. Let's get on with the best pranks I have ever done. Not amazing. I don't want to backfire. Anyway, here we go. First off, we're gonna take this way back to when I was a whole 9 years old. There was no Btox. There was no worry in the world. No responsibility. It was great. Anyway, 9-year-old me. Yeah. It started off. My road of pranking started off with me putting underwear in my sister's closet. It's classic. I was so funny when I was 9 years old to put the underwear. Gosh, it makes me crack up. What else did I do? Ooh, I put everything in the fridge upside down. Actually, a funny story. So, it was more than a year ago, and it was the very beginning of quarantine, like the very, very beginning. And it was, remember how you, like, it started off with a full 14 days of quarantine, 14 whole days, well, 15 technically, but 14 whole days. It was crazy. They said 14, that's crazy. Anyway, another point. I wanted to take advantage of this, and I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to prank my family, because it's hilarious. And I started off with taking everything in the fridge and putting it upside down. And I was hysterical when that came to me. I thought I was so funny. Anyway, I had to put it all back, but not the point. This is really funny. I would take these marshmallows and wet them under the sink, and I'd throw them. I'll throw them up on the ceiling. And then they'd stick there, and my mom wouldn't notice until until she was cooking dinner. She look up, she'd be like, what is that? And it's not coming out as I'm explaining it, but it's hilarious. I switched. Okay. So little backup. I have a porch outside in my backyard. And on that porch we have an outdoor dining table. And we eat there a lot during like summer and stuff, and it's really nice to have. And I thought it'd be funny if I could just like right as my family waking up, they go downstairs and the outdoor chairs from the table outside or in the inside. These are not funny as I'm explaining them. I have a weird sense of humor. Anyway, I switched the inside chairs with the outside chairs, and it like made them trip up. This is a good one. I sent my sister the entire Asian Bible through text. Yeah, there's an app of the Asian Bible and just copy paste. Yeah, that's good. Ooh, also, guys, extra prank. This is an amazing one to pull, and it's literally the easiest thing you can do. You just got to remember to do it. It's a paranoia prank, okay? And it's where you tell them something, like, you better watch your back. Something huge is coming, so you better look out. And I did that for, like, a weekend until my sister finally caught on. You know, I had her on the show. She was in the Say Cheese Forever Go. I still have a podcast with her. But, yeah, so this is the best paranoia prank. And it's funny because they're like, what? Just tell me. It's hilarious. All right. Last one. Some of the best pranks I've done. My room and all of my, like, my parents' room, my sister's room, and my room are all upstairs. As you walk downstairs, we have a couple clocks. We have one on the microwave, one on the oven, and then just our, like, digital clocks in our room. And I thought it'd be really funny if I just, like, changed the time to something random on the clock. Like, they wake up and it'd be, like, 11:30 or something. They think they slept in or it's super late. But anyway, yeah, that was really good. But for all of the good pranks I have pulled, not necessarily on April Fool's Day, but just in general, there I have gotten pranked as well. I've got my fair share. And this one, I can't, which one was better? Anyway, so, you know, I going into high school, I'm a freshman in high school right now. And when I started BTOC, I was in eighth grade. So I was in eighth grade. And, you know, that was kind of, this was 2020. That was the year everything shut down. And was it during summer? No, it was during April Fool's Day. So there's this prank going around for every state about every gun. It's going on every state that a governor signed something so that every student would have to redo the grade they're in. That got me so good. And my mom did both of these. And she's not a big pranker. Every time I ask my mom to, hey, can you go along with this? I'm pranking my sister. She'll go along for solid 15 seconds before it just goes downhill. But yeah, so it was. And in Colorado, it was Jared Polis. And he signed. He was the article that he signed in eighth grade, so I had to redo it. I was not happy. But hey, now I'm in high school. It was a prank. That should just be the punchline to everything. It was just a prank. No, anyway. Next is the most evil thing that my innocent of a mother has done to my father and I. Mi padre, okay? So it was April Fool's, and it happened to fall in it again. It is Major League Baseball opening day. It's my dad and I's almost favorite day of the year because, you know, baseball's coming back. Even though the Rockies aren't doing anything, it's still just a fun kind of get in that mindset and everything. And my mom told me that she won opening day tickets from her work. That's genius. That is completely genius. She says that, yeah, I mean, I got tickets. You guys get to go to opening day, you know. Take you out of school early, you know, get some corn dogs, and it'll be great. It was a prank. I was not happy. My dad was not happy. She got us. That's probably the best prank that is I've done or people have done to me is right there. It's an opening day prank. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, it's time to get into the main segment of today. I have 10 harmless, pretty harmless, yeah. Well, some of them. Anyway, All of them are pretty easy. Anyway, I have 10 awesome April Fool's Day pranks that you can pull on anyone. But again, just always kind of like be cautious just in case. If anybody doesn't want to be pranked, don't do that to them. That's just, you know, that's just what you know. All right, let's get into the 10 best April Fool's Day pranks. Boop. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's prank time. Prank Academy. Sit down, children. Grab your notebooks. Put on your smart glasses. No. No stereotypes. Smart people do not wear glasses. Normal. Everybody wears glasses. I'm trying my best. Anyway. All right, here we go. Let's get it started. This one is very easy, and I'm planning to actually do this one. And it'll take as long as you want it to take. But this one is called the rearranged kitchen drawers prank. You know what I mean. Don't turn into a meme. Darn it. Anyway, easy. Take as long as you want. Materials. All you need is a kitchen in general and some like drawers where you have your utensils and your pots and pans or whatever, and the procedure. Just switch them around. And make their muscle memory go berserk. Yeah. That'll trip them up. Okay. It's just my CC sap. All right. Here we go. Number 2. The fridge full of googly eyes. Now, I am not sure if I've done this on all 10 episodes of Prank Academy. But if I haven't, then I've probably been missing it. Okay. This one's easy, medium-ish. It'll take a little bit. Okay. So, materials. All you need is a fridge. A fridge that has things like in it, like milk and sour cream and cheese or whatever. And you need googly eyes and glue. Lots of googly eyes. And you see where I'm going with this. All you gotta do is you gotta glue your googly eyes onto your stuff on the fridge. And I was about to say people for some reason. I don't know why I thought of people. But yeah. So just kind of put them on there. And when they open the fridge, you're gonna see eyes staring at them. That's think about this for a sec. Do you ever just have a feeling that like someone's watching you? Is that just me? It's kind of weird. Like, think about it. Think that someone is looking at you right now. Are you being weird? Are you picking your nose? Just looking around? Okay. Yeah. No. Nobody's looking at me. Hopefully. That's cross your fingers. All right. This next prank is so evil. Especially if your friends like Krispy Kreme donuts. Okay, let's be real. Who doesn't like Krispy Kreme donuts? If you don't like Krispy Kreme donuts, you're either German or you don't like it. Because Americans like donuts. Everybody likes donuts. Okay, that's the thing. All right, here we go. This one is easy. All right, it's not the longest one, but it's still like you want to take a little bit of time. So. Materials. You need a box of Krispy Kreme donuts that looks like it'll hold maybe 6 or 12 donuts. If you like watch YouTube or something, or like way back in the day, like Vine, you might have definitely seen this, but so you need a Krispy Kreme donuts and a veggie tray, I guess. And I mean, if you want to, you do get to eat the donuts or just kind of stow them away. But you put the veggies in the Krispy Kreme donuts box. I know, that's so evil. And your children come down, they're so happy, it's April Fool's Day, nobody's pranked me yet, and I get donuts and they're veggies. Fun. That'd not be fun. I wouldn't like that. Okay, this next prank is the most elaborate and funny thing. If like you have kind of family dinners and they bring it up at dinner, I could not keep it in. I'd have to tell them, okay? This one is called the Calls for Franklin. And this is up there with one of the best pranks on the series that we've done, okay? This one is a little harder if you're not good with technology. You don't need a bunch of technology skills. You just kind of want to know what you're doing with your phone. And it will take, it's an all day prank. You don't have to be doing it all day, but it's a very organized one. All right, here we go. So materials, you need a good amount of friends. I would say maybe like 8 or so to to kind of have this a good prank. Hold on. Sorry about that. I just got a call. Anyway, so what I was saying is you're going to need kind of a good amount of friends so you can get this prank done. All right, so here we go. So this is a calls for Franklin prank from what I was saying. And so what you're going to need to do is you need one victim. Let's say you're doing your sibling, okay? Now you need to give a bunch of, let's say like about 8-ish people your sibling's phone number, okay? And now you're going to have to like assign them times throughout the day to call your sibling or the victim that saying like, hey, hello, is this Franklin? And it'll drive them insane getting 8 calls a day saying, hello, is this Franklin? And it's never going to be Franklin because it's your sibling. Unless your sibling is called Franklin, then this won't work. Then say, is this George? No. Figure it out. Franklin is the placeholder, okay? but there's one key detail for you for this prank if you want it to work, okay? And it is, if your sibling kind of knows about pranks, then it can make it a little bit more funny. You have to go, when you're dialing the phone number, you have to, before you do like 3-2-3-4-9 doodly blah blah blah, you have to do *67. Okay? So when you do *67, what it does, it'll show up to the person that's receiving the call as no caller ID. So if they like already have the contact or something, then they won't know who it is. Then you can call them and you can say, hello, is this Franklin? They'll say, no, this is a Krusty Krab. That's a SpongeBob reference. You get the point. It's hilarious. It's elaborate. This one, if you pull this off correctly, this will be the best prank. It'll make their day. All right, here we go. Number 5, the bubble wrap under a rug. And this one is brilliant. Okay, it's easy. It'll take a little longer. And all the materials you need are a good amount of bubble wrap. Or at least the amount of bubble wrap to completely like fit the underneath of your rug. You also need a rug for this prank, I might add. You need a rug in like your living room or something. See what I'm going with this? You need bubble wrap and a rug. And then procedure, you just got to put the bubble wrap underneath the rug. So when they walk over it, it'll pop. And I thought this was so funny when I read it. I'm like, this is just brilliant. I don't have any bubble wrap with me, so I can't do this one. Guys, I'm recording this the day before April Fool's Day. So I'm kind of planning to do a couple of these tonight. And then just do a lot. Harmless ones. But this next prank is actually one that I'm planning to do. And this one is called the Frozen Breakfast Prank. Okay? It's easy. And it'll take overnight. You don't need to stay up overnight. Just kind of. Okay, so here we go. If your kid or if your roommate or sibling or whatever always has cereal for breakfast, you can say you pre-made it. They might be a little suspicious. Maybe say like you're eating yours and you just like made a bowl or something. You had to run the dishwasher, so you had to grab the, I have no idea. You come with something right there. But so the night before the prank, what you have to do is you have to pour, you got like cereal, milk, and then a spoon to make it extra funny. Then you put it in the freezer overnight. Okay? So in the morning time, when it's time to have your morning cereal, you take it out and it's frozen. And it's like they'll take their spoon to eat it and it'll like get stuck or something. And I really want to see your reaction. I'm planning on doing this one to my sister tomorrow morning or April Fool's Day morning. But I don't know how I'm going to play it off. Like, I don't know how I'm going to like say, hey, like dad wants us to drink milk. I have no idea. I got to come up with it. Okay. I got to think of it. All right. This one is good, but if I would not do this to a senior or somebody that is not good with technology in general. Okay. So this one's called the upside down computer prank. Okay. It's easy / hard. It depends on if you're good with technology or not. It'll take 5 seconds up to a little longer. There's not really a set time for this. Materials, all you need is an open computer, okay, that they're already logged in so that you can reach anything within the computer. I'm not telling you to hack them or anything, but all you need to do, I'm going to try this on my computer right now as I'm recording this. So apparently you need to do control. So on the keyboard, you need to do control alt down arrow. I'm gonna try it. Control alt control. Well, story time. As I'm pressing control alt down arrow, I pressed the wrong button and it shut off my computer. Fun times. I totally forgot what I'm talking about. I'm doing the upside down computer prank, right? If I'm not, this is gonna feel really stupid. But anyway, alt control alt down arrow didn't work for me. You might just have to search it up what's like the most modern way to do it, because it might keep changing, but I pressed something weird and it just shut my computer off. So it's fun. It's a good one. All right. This one I am also planning to do in the morning. This is called the sticky note mirror prank. Super easy. It'll take a little bit longer than like 5 seconds, but it just kind of depends on how long you want to take it to be, how much effort you want to put in is how much time it'll take. So materials, all you need is a mirror and sticky notes. Okay. And then I'm going to do it once the victim falls asleep. And I'm just going to put it kind of sticky notes in the mirror, because when they wake up, they always kind of go to the bathroom first. So hopefully I'll make a kind of sticky note and I'll make like a head or a monster or something out of it. I feel like that'd be really good. So yeah, a sticky note mirror prank, you can kind of turn into a monster or a head or a hand or whatever. You spell words, whatever you want. You can kind of put your own creative twist on it, which I think is pretty cool. All right. This one could backfire very easily. The kind of pranks I like to do are the ones that like are super harmless and they don't take long to clean up, even if they don't make a mess. Like, so this one isn't one for me, but this is the ceiling fan confetti prank. Yep. You might know where this one's going. First of all, I'm just going to tell you, you put like confetti or whatever your placeholder is on top of the fan. And when they turn it on, it'll like spin around and stuff. And I actually have a funny story that kind of goes along with that. So it was one Halloween and my sister and I and some of our friends, we've had these two friends for a while, like since we were little babies, and we were going to do a haunted house, like our first one, and we were kind of excited, but the line was so long, like we were an hour and a half and we're barely making anything. So we're like, you know what, we're just going to call this. And we were kind of bummed out. So we're like, you know what, we're going to make a haunted house of our own. So we put instead of confetti, which this might be an easier way to clean up, but we put like little tiny fake like ring spiders up on the fan, and we turn it on and like spray at them, and it actually worked out really well. I wasn't planning it to work out that well, but it did. So yeah, that's a ceiling fan confetti. I wouldn't advise using ceiling or confetti unless you have a vacuum stat, but yeah, I'll do like ring spiders or maybe like candy. I have a fun surprise, something like that. But yeah, all right, we got two left. This one is not very funny, but this one's called the filled mailbox prank. All right, this one's easy. Hopefully it's not a waste of paper, but it'll take pretty short. Materials, you need paper, okay? You need paper and you need a mailbox, okay? And or maybe like letters or whatever, just to make it disguise. But so you know, you usually get some good mail once you don't check in a while. But so this prank is, even though you checked it last night, you're still gonna put in a bunch of like pieces of paper and then fold them up to make it look like it's just stacked and you have so much mail to go through. And maybe like I saved some sports magazines from like forever ago, from like we'd go to games and stuff. So like maybe you could put those in just to make it look like real mail or something. But yeah, so that'll kind of trip them up. They'd be like, how do we have this much mail? And it'll be especially good if they check mail on Thursdays, because April Fool's Day is on a Thursday this year. So yeah, that's that. All right, and this last one is, I'm going to close up my notebook. This one is, when you think of a prank, this one comes to your head, okay? It's one of those. This one is movie magic. Well, not movie magic, but used in movies a lot, and it's just simple. Just tie up the shoes. Don't do it if they're in a rush, though. How are you going to know if they're... Anyway, tie up the shoes. And even if they don't see it, like, they'll walk or something. If they just kind of slip it on, that'd be hard to hide. But, you know, that's that. You know, wrap it up with just the classic prank. The classic prank of all pranks. But, yeah, guys, it's going to wrap it up today. That was an April Fool's Day special. Let's do a prank on you. You will not visit the BTOX website. And you will not listen to my live stream on April 10th at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And you will not check out the Dunder Mifflin podcast with my sister, link number 3. And you will forget to be awesome. Tell me April Fools. Tell me you do all of them. Tell me you visit the website, you listen to the live stream, and you listen to the other podcast. And most of all, you will not, don't forget to be awesome. All right. Don't forget to be awesome. Love you guys. And I'll see you all in the very next episode. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.